She lived in a one-bedroom flat above a detached garage. She would have been asleep at the time of the fire, so she must have awakened coughing, her apartment filled with smoke. Her brain already sluggish from the carbon monoxide poisoning, her arms and legs aching. I imagine her untangling her limbs and setting her bare feet on the hot, scorched rug. They say her bed was on fire. Perhaps, with the lethal thickening in her brain preventing her from thinking clearly, she tried to fight the fire with pans of water. A hot roar filled her ears as the flames leapt from the bed to the curtains on the window facing the street. She might have tried hoisting the sill of the other window, and I now know looks out on an elm tree, but didn't have the strength. And yet her will to survive, that animal imperative, drove her weighted legs. She shoved her way through the dense smoke, stepped through the flames, tripped on some burned shoes, and made it to the door. Opening it, she entered what she thought was a stairwell, a flight of stairs, and she'd be at the door to the outside. But she miscalculated the geography of her studio. She opened the closet door and stepped inside. Her brain was saturated with carbon monoxide. She slumped to the floor, and that's where she died. She was 43 years old. Over the years, I asked my parents so many questions about my namesake, but I was never able to gather much information. My father told me that Lucy Bell had wanted to be a lawyer, but that my grandfather told her it wasn't a proper profession for women. Without going to law school, she studied for and passed the bar exam anyway.